at first and stuff, and I'm going to tell you what happens afterwards. Yeah, when we're back.
Hey, and we're back. Brent, tell us a little bit more about this amazing bourbon.
So initially on the palate, it just was, everything was there. It was, you know, you had your cherry, your tobacco, the leather,
the black fruit,
all that stuff that you expect in the bourbon, but it just didn't seem to like be, you're like, I want some more, you know. Added a couple drops of water.
Boom.
And bam, here comes the explosion.
I'm glad Brent said that because we hear so much guff. I say guff because I'm trying to be family friendly. Guff from people online about adding water to whiskey. You need to add it occasionally.
Sometimes it doesn't help.
This time
it really explodes. It went from an ordinary, you know, it went from a good bourbon,
a really great whiskey to something exceptional.
Right, exactly. It really took it up one whole notch and then some as far as the flavor profile goes. You know, and it also helped with the finish. The finish is like nonstop. It gives you a little bit of a hug, not a deep hug like something like some of these, you know, like 14-year-old, you know, straight bourbons that we get that and stuff. Not like that. But
at 27 years old, you feel it should be going back on a decline, right?
Well, you feel like it should be. Like more oaky, you feel like it should be more tannins.
Yeah,
you'd think that, and that's not what happened here. Even without the water, it wasn't. You didn't feel like it was over oaked. Without the water, you just kind of felt like, you know, it's really good, but you know,
I thought it was a little bit over oaked without the water. Adding the water just made it pop.
It just made the whole thing pop. You know, Justin, what are you thinking?
It's a very masculine whiskey. Got like leather and wood. It's tough whiskey. Tasty, though.
The chocolate-covered cherries are not masculine, man.
Yeah, they're kind of buried in the tannins.
You got the leather more, I guess. I understand, but yeah. I think the water brought more of the fruit.
Yeah, the leather, the wood, the oak. It's you know this has spent significant time in barrel. You know this thing's been sitting around waiting for just the right moment for somebody to put it in a bottle, and this was it.
It's like someone working in their Kentucky barn. Oh. You know, all the things you would smell and taste in there are in this glass. Yeah. In a good way.
I mean, at a tobacco field, you know, when you walk in the barn underneath the tobacco leaves.
This is not the field. This is the aging. This is the where they're fermenting the tobacco leaves.
Right, aging barn. That's what I'm saying. You walk in the barn and
I got to do a tour of one of those. I've never had any of these actual experiences.
Really?
Oh my God, you need to go. Cigars.
Yeah.
Mm. You smoke so many cigars. You do the cigar show for Sips, Sons, and Smokes. I don't even do the cigar show. I went from a couple cigars a month to one or two a year.
I did do a tour at J.C. Newman in Tampa. They have a cigar factory, the only one, I think, in America. That was really cool. And they did have a fermenting room, but no tobacco.
But there's that fermented tobacco going on, but there's still fruit underneath this. And you add the water, and it brings it out, and oh, my God, is it gorgeous.
It's just gorgeous.
It tastes like its age. Full disclosure, folks,
I spilled about 10 milliliters of this because I was talking with my hands and knocked over the bottle. And I humbly apologize to the world and to Sazerac.
I mean, in your defense, you did suck it out of the...
I licked the table and sucked it out of the...
We're going to give the Last Drop Distillers 27-year-old Buffalo Trace Distillery bourbon. Again, I feel horrible. I can only go to 5.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
Yeah. If you're fortunate enough to try this, add water.
Just a drop.
All right, Justin, tell us about our last one.
So I'm excited to tell you about Last Drop Distillers 55-year-old single malt. Man, I'm not even that old.
55-year-old?
I know. 43.1% alcohol by volume, 86.2 proof. Only released 430 bottles in the world. This whiskey's from a batch of 3X Sherry Butts, and I love big butts, I cannot lie. From the Tom and Tool Distillery.
And Refill Hogheads.
Yeah. The youngest from 1969. Carefully married and refilled in 2022 into a fresh ex-Matsulam Sherry cask.
Methuselam.
What they said.
Right.
Before being blended in bottles for this release.
I go by he, him, not they.
He goes by what?
What?
Or it. Yeah.
So on the nose, you get like these beautiful fruits, and you get like just a little bit of menthol and some warm coffee. On the palate, baking spices, just a little bit of pineapple, some caramel, and the finish is short and pleasant. I enjoyed this one. What did you think, Bob?
The nose was very promising on this.
The nose promises you the world.
Yeah, the nose on this is just absolutely fantastic. It's just everything that you want in a 55-year-old scotch. The fruits are there.
How many people have experienced whiskeys over 50 years old?
The lucky ones.
Yeah.
There's a nuttiness. I know there. Four. The toffee. Oh, on the palate.
First time this year.
The baking spice is there. The stone fruit is there. But it's all just a little muted. The nose, yeah. I mean, if the nose wasn't so fantastic, you'd drink and go, wow. I mean, the nose is, you know, and sometimes you have whiskeys that are that way. It's delicious, but this is very much more a nosing whiskey than a sipping whiskey for me. What'd you think, Harm?
Well, Bob, I kind of agree with you. On the nose, it's red fruit.
I mean, I'm not saying it's bad. No, it's very good. But no, yeah.
It's one of the best whiskeys I've had in my life, really. Yeah. It's on the top 10 list. But the problem is, the palate doesn't follow the nose.
Yeah.
The nose promises the world. It's all about red fruit from those sherry casks. There's a little bit of peach. I don't get the coffee note that Justin got. It's more like caramel or toffee or and you know, you get marzipan often in some of the whiskeys we get. This is like the marzipan's a little bit off. It's not like fresh.
Mm-hmm.
And The palate doesn't follow.
Last and the last one, the water opened it up. If you added water to this one, it did nothing.
It doesn't do anything.
It didn't do a thing. So, you know, the water is.
I do taste the sherry a little bit more with the water, but that's about it.
Yeah, but that didn't enhance it at all for me, though, you know? So, like the last with the bourbon one, it just made it pop. It just made it explode. Yeah. This one,
I added water to this. With water, just now I added. I'm getting floral notes that I didn't get before. Mm. I think the nose improves.
Yeah, the nose improved, but the palate did not.
The palate doesn't go. I think this was maybe just a tad bit too old.
Yeah.
55, maybe
or
too
maybe
much.
Or maybe it's too young. Maybe another 20 years in the wood.
I've never had a 70-year-old whiskey, but they're putting out some 70-year-old whiskeys. Never had them yet.
I've had
Brent.
High 60s, but yeah.
No, that's what I'm saying. The water. That's what I'm saying. You guys have had all the notes on this, you know, but the water, this one here, avoid the water with it. It's not going to just enjoy it.
I think the water was a good deal. It's just the water made the nose better, but nothing improves the palate here on this one.
But still a
the
very.
The palate doesn't match the nose.
Yeah, doesn't match, but still a very good whiskey. So we're going to give the Lastrup Distillers 55-year-old single malt 4 sips.
It seems like a crime not to give it 5, but it's 4.
It does.
4.
Yeah, you're not going to be disappointed in it. It's,
no.
You know, it's still
if you're one of the lucky
good.
People who gets one of those 500 bottles, what is it?
Open this one.
Yeah.
Don't leave it on the shelf. I'll open it. Yeah.
Don't be trying to flip it, all that garbage. Impress your friends and drink it with them.
Damn right. Well, that's all our whiskeys. So, well, that's all the time we have for today. I want to thank co-hosts for joining us. Thank you, Brent.
Well, you know, I can say today has really been a pleasure.
Thank you, Harm.
It's not always a pleasure, but Bob, today it definitely was. Thank you, sir.
And thank you, Justin.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
Well, this is a pretty good day. So for Sip, Said, and Smokes and Made Man Bob, thanks for joining us. Remember, life is too short to drink bad whiskey. And
that didn't happen today.
We didn't do that today.
That didn't happen today. Good Lord. I'm going to go back to this bourbon, this 27-year-old bourbon.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone. Play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions,
and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip Suds and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the Good Old Boys, will see you all next time.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby.
This is Bird Note. We know that climate change puts birds at risk, broadly speaking. But helping them means figuring out the nitty-gritty details of how climate events affect birds. A people-powered effort called Project Nestwatch is helping scientists put the puzzle together. Organized by the Cornell Lab of Ornithology and by Birds Canada, volunteers for Project Nestwatch observe local nesting birds and track whether they're successful in raising their young. Because the nest-watching volunteers monitor birds over a huge area, they cover way more ground than a small team of scientists ever could. This was a big help when researchers investigated how extreme temperatures in the spring affect nesting birds throughout North America. Using Project Nestwatch data, the researchers found that for many species, including these purple martins, cold snaps and heat waves make them less successful in raising their young. So nest-watching volunteers helped reveal that extreme weather events from climate change, not just higher temperatures overall, have a specific impact on bird parents. And that helps us understand, just a little bit better, how to protect birds in the future. Learn how you can participate in Project Nestwatch on our website, birdnote.org. I'm Ariana Rimmel.
CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Underrepresented music, local voices, and real people. You keep CJSF independent.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Every day, fishermen across the Bahamas head out to the ocean to harvest their catch. But now, some of those fishermen are also harvesting data to help forecast hurricanes. They're contributing to the global fishing vessel Ocean Observing Network, which provided them with sensors that measure water depth and temperature. The sensors attach to fishing gear and record data that's shared with Bahamian officials, the U.S. National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, and others.
We see it as a very cost-effective way of getting good real-time ocean data.
Jeffrey Simmons is the former acting director of the Bahamas Department of Meteorology. He says ocean heat is the main source of energy for hurricanes, so the data could help forecasters better understand when a hurricane is likely to intensify quickly. For example, this happened in 2019 when Hurricane Dorian hit the Bahamas as a Category 5 storm and killed dozens of people. And Simmons says the fishermen are eager to help.
When hurricanes are out there, it creates problems for them. They can't get to work. So they are excited to be a part of the community to assist us in getting information so that we can create better forecasts for them.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
We're from the Kiwassa Preteen Spring Camp. You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, Campus Community Radio from Simon Fraser University on Burnaby Mountain.
Sydney joined a beer league. He was in a movie. again. Okay, alright. Well, my hobby's getting high with Chloe because we worked the week away. I've got 2 jobs, she's got 3. Keeps us in the house, we pay to live in. I won't lie, my brain is balding. Burnout got me crawling home. Now I see you yawning. Am I boring? Now I guess you know.
This message is brought to you by Unplugged Canada.
And they're now 3 hours in. The dad from Cambridge is leading, still fully in a trance. Such impressive non-stop scrolling.
Only 400 meters left, Dad. You can do it. Just one more video.
Incredible stamina, powered entirely by notifications and sheer emotion.
Social media is designed to catch and hook your attention. A quick scroll can turn into hours. Give your brain a breather.
Brought to you by Unplugged Canada. Unplug a little. Feel a lot better.
Breathe easier with a new Tech2Go item. Carbon dioxide monitors, now available at your local Surrey Library branches. These easy-to-use CO2 monitors help check indoor air quality and beep when carbon dioxide levels increase, letting you know when it's time to open a window or to step outside. The monitors can be used at home, in the office, in the classroom, or in the car. The monitor also shows the temperature, humidity, and air pressure of the space you are currently in. With a CO2 monitor, it's easier than ever to make quick, simple choices to bring in more fresh air at home or on the go. Try one now and see how good ventilation supports comfort and well-being. Borrow a CO2 monitor for up to 21 days. Your kit includes an RNET 4 CO2 monitor, a quick start guide, and a case. Available to pick up at any Surrey Library branches. Borrow a CO2 monitor today and start breathing easier. For more information, please visit surreylibraries.ca/tech-go to see the full collection.
CO2 monitors are not carbon monoxide detectors and are not life safety devices.